I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 77 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building, man. What's up? How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit.
Everybody fucked up?
Yeah.
Big homie Enzo in the building. What's happening?
What's popping? What's popping? How you feeling?
All the way from Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir. Cash on delivery in the building. Big Enzo in the building.
Yes, sir. Ski. What's up, JoJo? Wake up. Wake up.
I have a hangover, guys.
Wake up, JoJo. God damn. And from the land down under.
Australia, no. I'm Dakota, 23, from Australia.
The first Australian homie.
I know.
The first Australian.
My bad.
Is it?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You're the first Aussie.
Look at me. I feel privileged. But yeah, I'm 23 from Australia, you know, creative directing and everything out here, doing broadcast journalism, acting, modeling, you know, wanted to get into everything. So I moved to.
And she hit me earlier this morning. I was like, yo, what's up?
Yeah. I love her exit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. But you can find me on as Dakota X Taran on Instagram.
Michalski. What's up, Juice?
What's up?
Juicy Juice Box.
No way.
I ain't Juicy Juice Box no more. They deleted my damn page.
Juicy.show.com show.
They deleted
the
web page.
Juicebox show.com.
Juicebox show.
My damn IG.
Because you were showing too many cheeks on there.
No, I wasn't. They deleted me because I said, I'm going to beat your ass in the coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was
good. Somebody reported you.
It was jokingly, though.
Doesn't it have to be like five people report you for your account to get
paid? I got five accounts. I'm about to start getting niggas out of here.
As soon as I put it up, it was gone.
What?
That
ass Instagram sent me some shit like, yeah, we finna.
Because you bullied a nigga. You said he got a small head and a big mustache.
Doesn't matter that though. He came at me first. Little head.
But that's bullying you first and then they report you and you get banned.
Oh, that's me. Right. That's me, y'all. That's little nigga call me fat too many times.
I got some for that shit.
Report for bullying.
If I see some cootie or some ass on there, I'm reporting they ass. Fuck that. Since I ain't got mine, you ain't got yours.
Since you know how sensitive niggas is. Yeah, you fat ass nigga. All right, report for bullying. You better.
Goodbye to that account.
Fire up that next account, buddy. You about to start over fucking with me.
Back up.
What's up, man? And back rolling with him. Tell the people who
you is. What's going on, AOJR, man? Hottest producer you did.
Big facts, man. How's everybody feeling? Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate y'all stopping by, kicking it with the homies one time, man. Let's get into it. So, first topic of the day, you know, we talk about the porch and everything going on pop culture and society. And I had to get this shit off my chest because I feel like niggas need to speak on this bullshit that's going on.
Here we go.
So, yeah, you see it because you got the notes. PJ Washington and Brittany Renner.
Oh, that nigga.
Mello. Mello Ball, goddamn Anna, the model, whatever her name is, man.
Hannah Montana.
Anna, what's her name?
Montana.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Right.
With that weird ass name. Anyway, these women are predatory. We need to start speaking on this shit. In what scenario does a 32-year-old date a 19-year-old and ain't no questions being raised? Can somebody tell me that?
No, look. You know Sway Lee?
No, let me flip it real quick. If it was a 32-year-old dude and a 19-year-old woman, would people be so accepting of this shit?
That's what I'm saying. That ain't my stilo. I can't date younger men. Like,
yeah,
19, that's just a limit. Come on.
That's a little ass boy.
You don't agree with it, yeah, but.
Nigga is a first round draft.
But nigga got money. But she said she got money too, but what is the motive of you dating a
19-year-old? He's a first round draft pick.
Exactly. That's all.
He got money and he's known.
Hold on, Jari.
Y'all have double standards because when it comes to the women, men like to pick it apart a lot, but you don't see that y'all be doing it a lot too.
And them niggas get nigga R. Kelly is in jail right now for that shit.
Sway Lee and Malu.
Yes, niggas, they was 10 years old.
Like, don't nobody know who the fuck Sway Lee dated. Who the fuck? When the last time we seen Sway Lee in anything?
That's just an example.
You just blew his spot up, man. He was going to prom in peace, and you just gonna fuck his shit up.
Homecoming dance. Most popular nigga. Right now.
That nigga getting school presidents for 5 years in a row. You just blew his shit up.
Listen, there's this girl I met this weekend. She was like 10 days, probably 7 days now away from getting married, and her fiance is 55. She 22.
Women are predatory.
She finna kill his ass. You know where
she gonna fuck that nigga to death.
I ain't gonna tell y'all what she said.
Or motherfuckers do be lying
shit
about their age, too.
You wanna know my
opinion? She gonna get on the insurance claim right now.
Motherfuckers really do be lying about their age.
I gotta understand this, though. I don't blame nothing on no female. You know what I'm saying? They doing what they supposed to be doing. They hustling. You know what I'm saying? I blame the man. If you file for that, then that's your problem.
That's on you. That's what I'm saying.
I think because it look good. For a man to be with a younger man to be with an older woman. It look good.
It does.
Like for a man. They don't look good for the woman.
That ain't true. I just feel like every guy want to hit the same chick. I feel like that's the problem right there. Y'all want everybody want to hit the same chick. It's this chick, and it's the baddest chick in the world. In reality, bro, the world got so many beautiful women out here.
I thought they wouldn't like somebody who ran through like that. I genuinely didn't think men would like that. I thought y'all don't want to be with someone who's ran
through. But no cap, right now in this moment of time in our generation, the young bitches is the ones that's naturally bad as fuck. How these BBL hoes be going out here getting BBLs and shit.
I mean,
these young bitches be the bad bitches. Like, I swear to God, but no.
Do you hear how
but
that
you can't. Yeah. But you can't.
Well, he's young, so
I'm young. So I'm 21. But yeah, like,
This what y'all had to get understood.
Y'all tripping on this age shit,
though. What?
Why y'all looking
age, shit, though?
What?
Why y'all looking age? Hold up. How old y'all think I am?
I don't care.
You could be
25. I don't look
good. Man, fam, I'm 22.
Damn.
And I'm self-made, you feel what I'm saying? I run my shit, I'm a boss, you feel me? So just cause a nigga 21, 20, that don't mean nothing, literally.
See, I don't
talking about y'all,
ain't
just talking about niggas the date.
Nah, but it ain't nothing, cause at the end of it's how you carry yourself. You can meet this girl who's 19, she might carry herself.
You could carry
yourself.
What is
her motive of dating a 19 year old?
Exactly, listen, can I just say something?
Cause you could carry yourself however the fuck you want to carry yourself, but this right here, it's not gonna be where
exactly
you need to be.
What if you're dating a 10 year old?
Well, I don't know.
You can't say that though.
Let me tell you.
Because it be folks in, everybody go through a different situation. Mm. Everybody got to grow up at some point. Some got to grow up at 12.
But what business does a
50-something-year-old
man have dealing with like a 23-year-old? No, 21-year-old. And she's, her mental state and what she wants to do in life is at this point. His is at this point. They both have different mentalities.
Man, just like how men want to talk to older women, quote unquote, younger women want to talk to older men.
Yeah.
For what reason, though?
Their mentality. Yes, it is.
I know some old niggas.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
What
talking
about,
but we're not talking about the bums, though.
We're not.
Listen, men.
I ain't going to lie. This is a young nigga
world. What motive could be she trying to have fun?
Listen,
hold on. That
just be real
shit. That old nigga going to school her. That old nigga is gonna school her and make her, make her be the boss that she can be later.
Nah, that old nigga done fooled your ass. Now you think he about to got, even think he about to school you.
I mean,
that nigga just as much as a bum at 38 as he was at 18. He got a 20-year-old bum resume.
No, hold on. We're not gonna sit here and say and make it seem like that older men make more money than younger men or younger men make more money than older men. We're not gonna say that because both of them are making money. But a woman is gonna wanna fuck more with an older man just because we are assuming that his mental is just up here, because automatically women are more mature than men. So since we are already more mature, we don't wanna have to deal with this nigga who when you put it on him, now you done fucked his whole mind up and his whole life, and you done ruined his whole fucking life because he too young to handle it.
Yeah, man, let's cut the cap. Y'all don't give a fuck about mental. You think the nigga bank account is higher? You think the nigga bank account is higher?
Not like that.
You think the nigga bank account is higher?
I feel.
Man, you don't give a fuck about him.
A nigga could be
retarded as hell. I'm sorry, we're not supposed to say retarded. A nigga could be slow as hell, and you gonna goddamn good. Let that nigga got an M.
No.
Let him got an M.
Money talk bullshit. Walk,
money talk
you can
bullshit,
find another nigga with an M that is.
No, you can't.
I mean, you're not fucking with rich niggas all your whole life. Like, you gotta learn from somebody.
You would like to have one, but
I'm gonna be honey.
I fell for him somehow. It happened.
He fooled you. He got you. He finessed you.
I'm gonna tell y'all why y'all not being a honey.
Tell me.
Because at the end of the day, women, just like men, are attracted to status. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, we can say this, that, third, that bag is always gonna overweight anything.
Because when you look at, it's
a,
no rich
hold
niggas.
On, I'm gonna give you a point. Most of the successful rappers right now, no homo, I'm a real nigga. Enzo and his bitch.
Pause.
Them niggas is ugly than a motherfucker.
Yes, that, I mean.
So how the hell?
That's a majority.
What are y'all attracted to? These niggas talk tacky, dress tacky, ugly than a motherfucker.
If it ain't nothing.
Listen,
they got the bag, so that's all I want to say.
Money can make a motherfucker.
Money can make a motherfucker what? Finish the sentence. Money can make a motherfucker what?
Look good.
It's.
Shit, cause it can. Look at Gucci Man. Mm-hmm. Gucci Man was ugly as hell. What the hell? That man fine as fuck now.
Look at the Kardashians, I'm just saying.
Nigga needed a couple of push-ups and sit-ups. Also, hold up.
He got his teeth fixed.
Shit like that. Money that you could, like that shit.
Money.
Yeah, it made you exactly. Look.
So, but everybody not getting no rich nigga to know what money doing. Like, everybody ain't getting...
All women want one, though.
That's all women want.
Bitches, baby daddy's bums. And they fuck one rich nigga.
Of course. Everybody want money.
Nah, man. That's the difference between men and women. Because a nigga don't give a fuck. There just don't be no bum.
No, a woman is looking out for her family in the future. When in her head, she's thinking about being a provider. He's going to be a provider, whatever. So that's what they're looking for. You thinking that's a bad thing. Really?
What?
That's not a bad
thing. I
think
what he's trying to say is that the majority of women really don't give a fuck about what any man got going on. If he got some money,
if he got
she
some
gonna
money,
settle.
Be, bro, I see it every time.
But y'all think that's every man that a girl talk to? I mean, that might be her at that stage in her life. You might meet a girl and that's literally the only fucking thing she own is finding a nigga that's
right.
That's lying, paying her bills and shit like that. But that don't mean that's gonna always be what
but
she
also,
on.
But also,
and in the process, she could find that nigga who she really trying to fuck with.
Well, I'm glad. Well, look, Dar, look, Enzo, I'm glad they said that because, shit, I feel like a lot of women are way too comfortable being broke on their own. Like, a woman can go out by herself with no money.
I ain't gonna
there's
no cap.
Why would you want
there's no cap.
In that
there's no
position,
cap.
Though.
Bitches be getting money. For real.
Bitches be playing broke.
Oh,
I just don't understand.
I done made more money with a bitch than I would have made with a nigga. I agree to that.
Hold on. A bitch hit you and say, yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to, but I can't pay my rent. She said that shit. Okay, she said that shit to you, him. She got her rent paid seven times.
Exactly.
Like she not broke.
So y'all be
that's just her
we
hustle.
We did a lot. We did a lot.
Sometimes.
That's the first thing I learned when I came to Atlanta.
That's the hustle.
The sob story.
That everybody be doing that.
The sob story.
That everybody.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Let me tell you something. I get my own money now, but back in the days, yes, the sob story didn't work, baby. I was fooling niggas on MySpace to send me money. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen before. Exactly. Picking up Western Unions every day.
You know what's funny?
I don't even know.
No, I do got a funny MySpace story, though.
MySpace?
But that
listen.
The only reason y'all do that is because that shit just too sweet.
Hold on.
Because I got some shit to say.
So, I remember one time it was MySpace. It happened like 2003, 2004, right? I'm thinking I'm talking to a bad bitch, right? I'm thinking I'm talking to a bad bitch, right?
Okay.
Really? So, I got there. I'm like, you know, we talking a lot, like down there every day. You know, on MySpace, you get all them notifications. You come home to a good day. Friend requests, top 10. Goddamn new messages, all that shit. So, I'm talking to her, right? I'm feeling it, too. So, I show my uncle, right? He was like, that's Keisha Knight Pulliam.
That's the porn sign. You ain't even fucking know.
No, it was motherfucker from, what's the fuck? What show was she on? Penny. Yeah, Penny from, No, not Penny. I'm thinking about,
She was on that.
Keisha Knight Pulliam. She was dating Big Tigger at one point.
Damn, what?
But whoever the bitch I was talking to was goddamn using her picture.
House of Pain.
She was on the House of Pain.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So I'm like, I think I'm talking to a bad bitch. I show my uncle like, yeah, that's Keisha Knight Pulliam. I'm like, who that? God damn, we got nigga that got catfished on goddamn MySpace. Luckily, I ain't seen nothing crazy.
That shit like selling dope. Like, what you talking about? Goddamn for females. That's,
let me tell
that's
you
like
something.
Selling dope.
Why y'all think
it's too easy?
Y'all
okay, but
sometime.
That's but this the problem.
What's the problem?
This ain't no y'all.
The problem is men to be like, all y'all want to do is use these niggas for money and all of that, and then you the girl who don't use these niggas for money. And they be like, stupid. Bitch, you a dumbass. Right. Bitch, yeah. You just not gonna use that nigga for no money. And be like, which one y'all want me to do?
Man, you, no, that is all. That's that. I think that's it's not just a. That's not just a woman problem. That's a society problem. Niggas be trying to impress everybody. I don't give a fuck. Yep. I don't give a
me
fuck.
Me either.
That, like, niggas, like, wait, look, no, man, you got to
play into the facade.
You got to, look, you got to come to the conclusion that you ain't going to make everybody happy. So you know who you got to make happy?
Yes.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
you know that what? Shit don't sit
fact.
Right with
no,
me,
No, that's some real shit.
I don't, because niggas be like, got, oh, well, some people say something because you got everybody judging you.
Right.
You got a million groups of motherfuckers. I don't care as long as my shit is satisfied.
I'm just going to be real. That shit, I ain't going to lie, this shit in Atlanta is treacherous. It's weird.
Oh my gosh.
It's different. I'm not really used to it.
Is the Aussie about to preach to us?
Hold the fuck on.
The Australian about to preach to us?
Hold the fuck on.
A-Town.
Hold the fuck on. Because it's a lot of shit going on, like, in the dating world out here. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking weird because I can't even really meet a dude that's genuinely trying to get to know me because he thinking I want him to pay for something or I want him to give me some money, like,
right.
or some shit
because
like that. Like, God damn, you
because
know what I'm saying?
Because
everybody
else
showed up. And I'm going to raise him.
Wait, hold on. But then you would come at me like that and then if I was to accept it, now you're going to talk about me. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, she... Mm-hmm. What?
Because most women in here in Atlanta are like that. Because like even from the lamest motherfuckers who really like, bitch, you really need to be working on yourself and getting your own money because
right.
you're not about to be finessing everybody.
Right.
And I feel, I actually feel tried that you would even think I was sweet like that when you would try me. Bitch, you need to be getting a job.
Yeah.
That life ain't for you. Like you can appreciate it for somebody who like who you look at their gram popping and shit. But for the bitch, you work IT. Just work your job. I heard IT play pretty well. You information technology specialist. Do that shit.
Right.
Don't be out here trying to scam niggas. That shit ain't for everybody.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. This finesse shit is a career. And bitches, you say bitches ain't got no job, but it really is a job. If you have like five solid niggas that you talking to.
What?
Your bills are paid. You stacking up on these niggas. Really? No, you really don't need five. But I'm saying you got five solid niggas. They gonna give you average money, all five of them.
Right.
You are stacking your bread
this
on
how
these.
This how this how, can we talk about this though, man?
What's up?
Cause this started to sound like a Flavor Flav love show around this motherfucker. Because what a love at like. It shouldn't even be about money.
Exactly.
It shouldn't even.
This what I'm trying to say. This what I believe in.
Neither.
My mama had me at 19.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My mama went. I went to. She was in college. You know what I'm saying? I was going with her to her classes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We slept in shelters together. And you know, I got a bag. My mama got a bag. Life is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We made it through that. You know what I'm saying? So my question is, I believe that women, I'm not sexist. I think women are stronger than men at this period of time.
It is. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think women stick together more than men stick together.
And
I think women support each other better than men support each other.
And do.
You know what I'm saying? And I firmly believe girls like girls. You know what I'm saying?
That too.
So at the end of the day, you have to understand this. It shouldn't be about no money. Because guess what, baby? You could make a bag.
No.
Just like this man could make a bag. So that's I'm going to hit him with that every time.
That's very true, and I get what you're saying with that. But I'm saying,
you could get a bag.
I get what you're saying with that, but no one's going to go. You have to be at a point where your mindset isn't broke. Like, if you got a broke mentality, then none of us women are going to go for that because we know that you're not going to sit
anywhere. What's a broke mentality?
Yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa.
What's a broke mentality?
A broke mentality is no ambition.
No ambition, no goals. You just want to sit on the couch.
No, so I got a question.
I'm not saying you got that. Because
goddamn, my mentality can have, like, my passion could be just playing drums on the street for no money for dollars all day.
Okay, so you're
exactly.
Not
that might be his. That might be his.
You love doing that shit. You love doing that shit. That shit may not make it. Make me make it nowhere.
I know.
Okay, but how you gonna pay your bills by beating on this motherfucking drum?
Real shit, bro. I'm gonna get
it. You might be able to support him. You might be able to support
him. For how long? For how long, though?
Exactly.
Hold on. What you about to say?
It's a nigga that got down. I don't know what country he live in. I seen this shit on a documentary. This nigga ain't never, his passion is to never take a bath.
Oh, hold on now. Wait a minute. I swear
to God. Let's see where you're
going with this.
Look this shit up.
They tripping with that one.
Look, your passion. All right, so your passion is to never take a bath. Not saying that you goddamn might not. You might fuck around and find a bitch that might don't want to take a bath with your ass.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
But all I'm saying, so some, like what I'm saying is some people passions goddamn ain't gonna make it nowhere to, for them.
Okay, okay. I get that, but for you.
I'm talking about the majority right now. I'm saying most women in our generation, our ages right now, they're looking for somebody that doesn't have a broke mentality, mm-hmm. someone who we know is gonna get far, because eventually we're gonna, I mean, we're gonna be there through
you
the whole way.
Let me say this. You think that there's women. You think that that women haven't held niggas down before? You know how many niggas I done held down? I'm sure she done held down niggas and she done held down niggas. And we had a point
to where... Who want to hold a nigga down? Somebody hold me
it's
down.
It's at a point to where you, we can't, how the fuck we going to hold you down? But what I'm saying is we tired of doing that shit.
Get out.
Y'all tired of doing that shit.
At this point, we tired of doing this shit.
And you wanna
because
know why?
You sit there and you will break your fucking back for this nigga. You would do all this shit for this nigga. And then as you doing this, this nigga is lying to you. Uh-huh. He's cheating on you. He it's just happened. Leaking on you. Now, he taking you for granted.
Hold on,
Jerry.
Hold on, Jerry. When are women going to take credit for just having bad selection processes? Y'all be picking the wrong.
But that has nothing to do with
our heart at that time with uh-huh. you, because you right. talking about some, well, you had to have a better selection. Well, why are you judging about my selection? You telling me if that's the case, then okay, let me go to a rich nigga then, instead of this nigga that
why
I'm
does this,
down.
Why you got to be immediately a rich nigga? Why can't be a nigga that care about you? Why is that the first thing to come out your mouth?
You can care about a woman and still cheat on her.
But you know what, guess what?
What's
okay.
up?
Listen, let me, we need some type of man interjection.
Come yeah, on, interject.
Come on, masculinity.
Let me help y'all out.
Check in.
I'm going to help y'all out right now.
Okay.
Because y'all need help.
Okay, Gandhi. Let's hear it.
Oh, so, God. He finna preach.
Nah, I'm not finna preach.
Well.
That's all I'm finna say.
Well.
Okay. I'm a rich man.
Organ.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm a rich man. And I worked all my life to get rich. I took penitentiary chances to get rich. You know what I'm saying? I did a lot of dumb shit to get rich. Messed over some niggas to get rich. So at the end of the day, this is all I got to say. Hold on. This is all I have to say. Why would I, just because you look oh so good, say, here you go. Here go all my riches. You live right, and you ain't took none of them chances with me. Listen. So I have a key. This is the key. This is to all my men out here.
Yeah.
To all my men. If you are doing that, brother, you are a sucker.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Broke.
Oh,
I want somebody to be with me.
For sure. I'm not. Y'all might not be them type of girls. I'm just talking to you.
Well, we ain't really had no broke bitches on
here.
Y'all swear.
Yeah,
I swear y'all all held a nigga down, right? I swear to God. All right, so when have y'all held a nigga down?
When he was
sitting on my couch. That done blowed up, and now you feel like, damn, this nigga got down and fucked me over.
He did blow up.
Exactly, because your ass didn't stay down through the goddamn to get to the diamonds.
No, he cheated.
You fucked up when you got down. You was halfway there, just like the bitch on Instagram, and then the other bitch kept digging, and now that's why the bitch got down up, and you not, and you wasn't like...
I wouldn't feel no type of way, though, if one of y'all blew up on me. Like, I'd be happy, because at that point, I was just over it. Like, it ain't, you can only fight for so long.
True. Exactly.
Okay.
Why that's understandable.
But if they make it, then I love that. I'm going to still be there for...
Hold on, I have a question.
What's your question, JoJo?
So what's... How long is a woman supposed to deal with a man's bullshit and to hold him down? Listen, hold him down. Both of y'all struggling. Y'all both trying to make it because you got dreams too. And your shit ain't took off yet. So how long does she got to sit here and love you and hold you down and put you before her, and you still
and you know what,
ain't figuring it out. No, you ain't got right. no ambition.
Said,
you cheating.
We about to say the same thing.
Hold on.
We thinking the same thing. No, say it. Go ahead, say it.
Man, man. I don't know who think the same thing, my nigga, but I'm gonna save my mind though. You know what I'm
saying? I'm finna tell you what mine's do. The same amount of time as I'm supposed to do it with your ass.
Okay, but you don't.
No, this is what I'm saying. This might be to the women's defense though, big bro. Ain't nobody telling y'all to go through no bullshit.
That's what niggas saying. I didn't tell you to put your dreams on hold. You wanted to do that shit. We can build that.
We can build our shit together.
Hold on. Definition of stand down. Let's do that first.
Yeah, what's the definition of stand down?
You. I know. Or what's the definition of stand down?
This is the definition of stand down.
Because we need to know.
The definition of stand down is continue to motivate me, support me, do my hardships, and don't ever leave my side.
Don't ever leave my side.
Stand down don't mean, man.
Wait.
You can curse on here?
Yeah, what?
Stand down don't mean, bitch, I'm going to cheat on you, have a baby on you, put you through hell, and do it.
Fellas, we said stand down do not mean that. She don't got
to
stick with your bullshit. Now, if you on bullshit,
you don't have to stick with the bullshit.
No, why? I'm saying all y'all niggas is on bullshit.
Y'all motherfuckers on bullshit.
Okay, hold on. You can just fuck one girl and fuck one girl and one girl only. You only get your dick sucked by one girl. You only fuck with one girl. You're not communicating with no other girl. Just that one girl. Y'all can do that.
Yes, that's easy. What are you talking about?
That's easy. Yeah, please throw the hat. Cause you know goddamn well y'all niggas got more than one girl.
Come on, y'all, let's just be real. Y'all know good
marriage,
well.
Marriage, any goddamn thing, y'all know.
Yeah, he's the motherfucking fifth, and y'all want to
right, I mean, right, the fifth. Right now, nigga, single, so I can do what I want. But
I ain't gonna lie, all men not like that. Cause guess what? I'm in a relationship. You feel me? And at the end of the day, me and my girl's great. Okay. You feel me?
But she help you in your shit too, right?
I ain't gonna lie. Me and my girls, we don't have them type of problems. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, at the end of the day, they not mature.
Y'all don't have them type of problems because you said you was a rich nigga, so you would not have
Hey, hold up, shout it. Hold up. That would you not record this, brother? This content. This is all I'm telling y'all.
Women can be way more submissive than
women. I've been
with
my girl for a whole 5 years.
I'm not coming at your girl, but what I'm saying
is, my girl was with me. I ain't gonna lie. Man, I choose different types of relations. I go tell my girl, hey, man, let me hold a dove right quick.
Okay.
You feel me? It ain't about no, you know what I'm saying? This ain't about no sex.
She got it to give.
And at the end of the day, no, I did support her and put her in position.
Exactly.
I'm on the women's side, too. All I'm saying is don't look to get in something and try to extort a nigga. You feel what I'm saying?
No.
Well, Let me go to my next question.
I got a
question, right? So this weekend I seen a video at a preseason Steelers game where a chick was instigating a fight. The nigga got there, bang, bopped her. What? So her man jumped in, got his ass whacked too. So my question is.
First off, you need to explain really what the fuck happened.
Explain what happened.
Okay, this lady, this white lady, was yelling in a black man's face and telling him to shut up, like on some raging shit.
Fingers,
and
hands.
He was like, hey, get your hands out my face now.
He was
and
cool.
She smacked the shit out of him. And so he hit her back.
He took his glasses off.
He definitely took his glasses off. I peeped that.
He took his glasses off.
I swear he didn't hit her back. He flinched.
No, that's what I was saying. Yeah. It looked like he pushed her. I think he like pushed
her.
He flinched like, bitch, I'm about to knock your ass out.
But you never supposed to hit a woman.
If he hit her, she slapped the shit out of him.
I said, you got to understand, women. Women not only will provoke you.
Right.
But women are. I'll punch your ass.
Yeah, but we're talking about
hit you over and over, and then expect a nigga to just be.
We're talking about a white woman though.
I think she probably caught maybe one straight hit, but really he seen her man next to her.
He definitely
got up.
He bopped the shit out of her dude.
Should have hit. No,
that's who got hit.
He tried though.
I
didn't slap the shit out of
her. He ain't checking your woman. So shit, I'm just hit too.
The man was sitting down when all that happened, so he seen it start getting aggressive. The man popped up and he got his ass whooped like sleep. This nigga like this on the seat.
Yeah, he got his ass.
At a preseason game, that game don't even matter.
See the arrested with her man it. For getting up. Like, she was screaming at her man for defending like her. It was crazy.
So, like, if your girl get in the, if your girl puts you in the situation and you end up on the bad half of that, are you wrong for leaving?
The relationship.
Like, are you wrong for leaving? Like, your girl put you in a situation and you end up. Yeah, are you wrong for leaving?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. You can't leave, brother, because it's similar. It's similar to like this. Say if me and you go to the club together, bro, and some niggas try to snatch my chain. You feel me? Which is deadly. You
know yes. Don't try it.
Some niggas try to snatch my chain. Promise is deadly, but they try to snatch my chain. And say they try to snatch my chain because I might have. A nigga might have said, "Excuse me." I've been like, man. I just start fucking with him. You know, I'm the...
You instigated.
I'm the instigator. I'm the... You know what I'm saying? I'm the...
Shit, so you instigated it and they tried to snatch your chain.
You the nigga that's with me. Yeah. You came to the club with me. If you leave me, even though I just started this fight.
Yeah.
If you leave me, I'm a, in my mind, I'll be like...
No, I'm saying... I'm not saying leave. What I'm saying is, if I goddamn defend you and I get my ass knocked out, am I wrong for... After that situation, I'm like, man, I can't be going out with this nigga no more. I can't be going out with this nigga no more, man.
It don't matter who lose,
because you get me fucked... You get me in these fucked up situations.
You gotta understand that my girl...
You mean, like, leave the...
If my girl starts some shit with somebody, that's just my job. I just gotta just defend my... Now, if I lose the fight and the nigga knock me out, then, hey... I try.
Ladies, if y'all if your nigga get knocked out though in the situation trying to defend you, what are y'all doing?
That's sexy. Baby, we lost the girl we got in.
Yeah, you gotta understand that. Ain't no wrong with getting knocked out.
I'm embarrassed.
Sometimes you gonna get knocked out.
Sometimes,
hey, bro, if some of these niggas hit like Mayweather.
I'm letting y'all know right now, any nigga I'm fucking with is not getting his ass knocked out.
No, I'm saying if he your nigga get knocked out. That's cap. Your nigga can't get knocked out.
That,
but that's what I'm saying. So if your nigga,
I just can't picture that shit, bro.
If your nigga get knocked out,
I can't picture that. Like, I'm gonna be, I can't even imagine. If your
nigga get, if your nigga get knocked out, bong, when I say knocked out, I mean that nigga out before he hit the floor.
But if this is another date or something,
I'm talking about that nigga lights getting got. That's it. Because
you leaving if your nigga get
one
a date?
Yes, a date.
If we on a date, then. No, I don't know
like
if I'm
going to
stick
date.
Around, but if I love
yeah.
you, I am going to stick beside
you.
Yeah.
I went on a date with a guy, and he got into a whole brawl, and I was gone.
Girl, I was like, why are you getting into a brawl? We're on a date. Like, facts. What are you doing?
Like, I seen him. We was in the section. He was like...
No.
And see? Took the fuck off and just started fighting. I was like, well, oh, hell no.
Y'all let me tell you, look, I had this out of experience here. At the mall. I had went to meet this dude at the mall.
Which mall?
Greenbrier.
Girl.
She was asking for it.
Listen to the story.
Enzo Greenbrier is not the Galleria.
The fact
no.
said that shit is so funny.
It's not the Galleria.
Okay,
in the food court. Not and I go to get some food. I just go to the thing, and these men try. You know, I'm dressed cute. I'm my ass big old. You know, man, like, you know, what's up, shawty? He come around. He like, oh, she with me, shawty. And I'm like, bro, chill. Like, this is a date now. I'm like,
first date?
Not even a date, it's a meetup.
Oh.
Because if he want, this nigga done brung $20,000 in a fucking bag, talking about I brung this out for you. I'm like, okay, give it to me. What? I mean, you meet him, if you were gonna spend that money, why the fuck is we at Greenbrier?
Please tell me.
Well, you get more bang for your buck. They got a nice food court now.
Just give me the money.
Me and I'm just like, I can handle myself like, wait, God, I don't like God, this shit. I don't like this.
You got some little ass feet. Probably about to take you to Kids Foot Locker, you know.
Oh my God.
Greenbrier got a good ass food court. I ain't gonna cap.
No.
They Chinese food at Greenbrier is amazing.
I'm like, okay, if the money for me, and my I'm like, nigga, put that money up.
Yeah, but not in no Greenbrier. You can't. Like, yeah. Sacks, I mean, you know, we're not.
Young niggas will come up and
you said what?
That shit
sorry,
up
he got that. The money, pulling it out, showing me like I brought this fee. I'm like, I give it to me. I'm like, and hey, nigga, put that money up. They gonna knock your goddamn head off of
they
you.
They definitely gonna knock
your head. A nigga at the bookstore like.
Broad daylight.
Y'all niggas gonna go get that. Well, I'm telling you.
JoJo, what you say?
If my nigga get knocked out, I'm leaving.
I'm out.
Let me explain.
It's all right, this is a good fight. How about can I?
Let me finish yet.
JoJo, you
No, let me finish. So if my nigga fight and he get his ass knocked the fuck out, like,
could be a 1 week
like that, I'm gonna stay there with him and make sure he get in the car and all that shit, but So he gonna make me. He gonna turn me off. That's gonna turn me off.
In the L, guys.
Because
he's not always gonna get knocked out like that. That could have just been a one-off.
I know, bro. I know.
He said he's not always gonna get knocked out.
He probably slipped.
I know that shit sound real fucked up.
What if it's a good fight? What if it's a good fight?
Yeah, because we are.
What if they need DJ Hennie out? What if they need DJ Hennie out? Then DJ Hennie out.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody scream. Stop the violence.
See, you got my respect.
This really promoting violence right now. Because you gotta understand. Think about it. Everybody screams, stop the violence. Oh my God, bro just passed him, died, and you know, some guy shot and crying. Everybody boohoo, don't hate when mamas cry. Man, y'all basically saying, nigga, you can't lose a fight. If you lose a fight, we're gonna stop fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what y'all saying.
No, how y'all gonna be like that? They didn't say that.
She said
that. You said that.
Jojo, okay, I just wanna know, why for you is that a turn off?
Because yeah, I just watch you get knocked out. First of all, I know where I done came through, what I done saw growing up. You get your ass beat and you get knocked out in front of the whole hood.
Maybe they hit the wrong spot.
So you don't feel like no bitch can knock your ass out.
What if it was
I might get my ass
Let me tell you something. No.
But I'll take my L, though. If my nigga leave me like, bitch, you got your ass beat, I'm going to just be like, all right.
Yo.
I did get my ass
beat. No, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Y'all got it twisted. Being a bitch is not fighting. You feel me? If you go to the Bing right now and you don't fight, you're not a bitch.
Yeah.
You ain't even have enough heart to hit the nigga. Yeah. Now the nigga might be 10 times your size, in shape. Feel me? Finna work your ass. But at
I'm in
the
shape
end,
too.
At no, he said if they was actually like fighting and it was a good fight, then I'm straight. If it's a good fight and then he gets his ass knocked out, then I'm cool.
We being, you fuck around, knock my ass.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Now I go to sleep.
I don't think that way.
That's
you better sit there and be like, damn, bro, you hit. But I can understand if you didn't get up talking all his shit, blase, blase, blase,
then
got there,
blah, blah, blah. Then
he go to sleep.
I'm gonna stay and pick my man up, but that's just a young man get up talking about his shit, y'all niggas fucking. If it's a date, I'm not sticking around, bro. I don't even know you.
You gonna leave before the date over with?
What?
I'm
out.
Fighting when we in a date, though.
Yes.
Hey, sometimes they got a box.
I don't like that.
But who go on random dates? Like, if you probably went on a date with somebody.
Hey, but don't go on random dates.
No, you're right. It's random. But I'm just saying, you probably communicate. You probably at least like, come on, you meeting up. I know that's at least, I'm not finna meet up with nobody in public in life.
What he's saying is we gonna talk at least, you gonna at least know my favorite color, so it's like you're not just, it's not no stranger, it's somebody who's really trying to get to know you
uh-uh. And that's another thing, like niggas just be and women just be trying to jump into a relationship without even knowing who the fuck they are, like and that's why the fucking relationships don't be working. I think people be
I've seen women say that shit before, like, oh, we not having no more talking stages, bitch, you just finna start liking a nigga.
I mean, you hear it all the time. After the second date, we go together.
Not even the second date. The second raw sex. We go together.
I seen they posting on Instagram, and we take a nap. And we take a nap together. That's the first date. What the fuck? I have never
Motherfucker be thirsty for relationships, bro.
If we take a nap together, that's a date.
Folks be thirsty, bro. They be too thirsty for relationships.
Taking a nap.
It is a date. That's a date. No, that was in college.
Yeah, it's a date.
Yeah, the college bitch did just come over.
Yeah, I'm finna go ahead and take a little nap real quick before class.
Them cheeks.
Ain't
no nail.
What was it? What's your question? What's your topic?
Cheeks club. Cheeks club.
Okay, I have a question for the ladies. All right, so say you're talking to this guy. He cool as fuck. He fine as fuck. He treating you right. Y'all been talking for maybe like 2-3 weeks. He got hella money.
Oh, right? God.
He making sure you straight. So y'all vibing.
Gotta be back road money.
I'm saying though, y'all. I said all the other qualities too.
Man, let me hit them hot Cheetos.
But then, somehow you find out that he is in a full-blown relationship.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Wait, so if he portraying it like y'all...
I can't do it. If you
have he's portraying it like, yeah, he fuck with you. He's not married. Mm-hmm. He said to you that he's not married.
I've been the one on the
other
end.
Are you gonna still deal with him?
No, because there's so many people you can find. No, but it's a girlfriend. If it's just him, like, fucking around, getting to know different girls, and I find that out later, that he's not just, I'm not the one that he's exclusive to constantly, then that, like, if I was the one he was exclusive to constantly, I find that out and he's told me to keep the girls, then I'll stick around. But if it's a girlfriend, like, I can't do that.
What about you?
I can't deal with it. If I find out, I just ghost. I get a go ghost. Because if that was the case, like, I don't know, men be wanting you to act crazy and, you know, fight the other girl, be arguing with other people.
May the best pussy win.
I ain't with that. I'm going ghost. Like, I don't got to deal with
that. So what if he offers y'all, like, okay, I know I got an allowance.
Why is it always?
Because I don't
want to
be the paper.
Because it's always about the paper. Let's just be honest.
I know it. I can't.
Because that's what people.
Money make motherfuckers do crazy.
That's what they care about. So they gon'. That's why it's hard to date out here. That's how niggas approach it.
Hold on. You said you make your own money, right? So if a nigga offer you 50K.
That's money.
Yeah, exactly. So you gonna be with it?
50K away a month.
50K
a month.
Well, hold on. We're not gonna put a cap on the money, because at the end of the day, it's gonna be money. Right. So it could be however much. So what I'm saying is however amounts of money.
Would there be an amount of money?
Would there be an amount of money?
Look what that money make a bitch do.
Is there any amount of money that'll make you fuck with a girlfriend? Any amount, like, it could be any fucking amount.
I'm straight.
Come on, I offer you 50K because you want to take you out.
My mind already be wondering. I don't want to have to.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, JoJo. I think you a low-key pimp or something. I don't know what you got
Chicago,
going on.
Chicago, nigga!
I'm from Houston, Texas. This sound like straight game to me.
I'm just trying to ask and see what's going on.
Man, listen.
Hangover JoJo.
To the viewers on the podcast, love is a beautiful thing. It's not about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's about independence around here.
But, okay, where is the love? How is that any type of love in that relationship?
If money's not included?
You didn't let me finish. If, when you trying to holler at me, you had a whole girlfriend.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about the money. So, what you trying... I don't know, nigga suck.
What I'm saying is what's going on? It's not about the money, it's about the love. But when a nigga come up to you and he not about no love, what are you on? Like, you have a girlfriend, you wanna hang out.
Right.
I wouldn't come at you like that.
What are you trying to do?
I wouldn't come at you like that. I couldn't speak of no nigga.
Okay, niggas, how about y'all
in a full blown
relationship. If you're in a full blown relationship, I'm gonna ask you too.
No, I wouldn't come at you like that though.
No, if you're in a full blown relationship,
it would never be
with your girl, and you approach this girl and you taking her out, you whining her, you dining her. What the fuck you trying to do?
My bitch at home.
Please answer. I want to know too.
I mean, we not whining. Because first of all, black men don't cheat.
I ain't doing that. So
black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat. So we not whining. We not. We not.
I'm some real nigga shit.
My bitch at home.
Hell no, that nigga dark skin as fuck.
Wrong.
I done disconnected myself from this shit at the house. This shit's over.
So really,
you don't have to stay in a relationship if you don't want to be there. Like, why are you putting a title on something that you really don't want?
I gotta go.
Yeah,
what is this, the only shit I got? What about to put my arm?
Jerry, what you say?
Y'all was just like, goddamn, why?
Just
like,
leave. Why a nigga don't leave?
Why a nigga don't leave?
Yes, please.
What if I got down? What if I don't got nowhere else to go?
Oh my God.
No, not even that.
What if my mama dead?
And
my daddy dead?
That is fucking sad.
But it should be the real world, though.
No, it do be the real world. Niggas, which is, go back to what we said at the beginning, how we be holding niggas down because they ain't got nowhere to go and all this other shit. But then he out here cheating.
Why you ain't got your own shit?
Because
he's
trying to figure it out.
That bitch's house, the fuck? What the fuck?
Maybe she don't got no house either.
See, my fucking freeloaders.
Because on some real shit, no, it ain't even that.
Yeah, freeloaders.
It ain't even that. It's people, shit bring people power. So if you got a nigga staying in your house, bro, that's gonna bring you power. That nigga ain't doing shit. You taking care of that nigga.
I got somebody like that right now. My goddamn father.
At any moment of time, that nigga get wrong. Or if you got there and say you had just a fucked up day, you done lost everybody.
But how long do you need?
We're talking about cheating.
How long do you need?
You just gonna keep.
So just because you going through what you going through, make it right for us to deal with the shit?
No,
like, we supposed to deal with it.
How long you supposed to do it for getting yourself into that situation and falling out of love with me?
How long? I mean, shit, goddamn, this shit. You could have went to go cheat, and I know about it, but you don't know I know.
Nigga gotta go.
Then I become locks. That shit real shit though.
Yeah, I gotta change my locks, cause if ain't nobody staying in my house and ain't doing no goddamn work, ain't paying no bills, not in my shit. Am I paying all the bills?
But it's, no. That's not true. But there's a lot of females out here like
there
that
is,
for real.
Yeah. No, there is.
What if he giving you consistently amazing penis?
I don't give a fuck about no penis. I got toys all under my.
No, penis. I'm saying he fuck you better than any robot house. Dick can fuck you. Any robot.
Gotta have the slutter courthouse.
Gotta have.
I don't need no dick.
I'm saying he giving you consistent.
I lost some dick now.
Speak for yourself.
I know I lost some dick now. Okay. But I'm not finna be no fool for no dick.
Not no fool, but you probably still, you gonna fuck that fool for that dick.
No, not if he's staying in my house and ain't doing shit, not me.
At some point in time,
I'm an Aries, I don't know, I'm an Aries. Girl, I get kind of crazy if a motherfucker ain't provided.
Y'all saying that now because at some point in time in y'all life, y'all used to be crazy as fuck about dick.
Yeah.
And y'all used to go for it. Y'all used to be green.
Niggas used to be crazy as fuck about pussy, too.
The greenest, yes.
But that's what I'm saying.
But now I'm talking about on some more shit.
Yeah, now it's over with.
Exactly.
It's over.
Every bitch a boss now.
Yeah, it's over. You can't. You got to come correct every single time.
Yeah, to go.
Yeah, so the story from yesterday.
Was juicy.
So last night I went out. All right, y'all.
Oh, a tall guy?
And, last night I went out. You just pissed me off. And I didn't want to go out because I've been going out all weekend, but I was asked to go out, so I'm like, fuck it. So I'm looking in the closet, I'm like, I'm finna just put this on. So this is outfit that I put on when I went to go meet I met this guy, this celebrity guy, whatever.
Tall guy.
And he's the only, like, he was the only guy I was with. And he was the only guy that seen my outfit. Mm-hmm. So I look fine as fuck. So I'm like, I'm about to put this shit on. So I put it on. And I'm out. I'm in a club or whatever. And the nigga's supposed to be out of town.
Oh, no.
In the club. I'm like, fuck. Now I don't even want to go over there because I'm like, this is the exact same outfit that I had when I went out with you.
Oh, girl.
So, you know, I go over there. I speak to him. And he was like, hey, you looking good. In them same pants you had when I met you.
That's
the
other
time.
That's
on Instagram.
Yeah,
it was.
That happened to me.
And so I'm like, but he was like, you still looking good in them pants. He said something like, my favorite pants. Yeah, you had them on last time. I was like, yeah, you think I'm a bum? I'm not. It's just
you just
a weird
didn't get to fully
story.
Wear it to the extent you could have.
What was the coincidence
so,
that you were
wearing
to him?
Yeah, and I was like, damn. You know, so my question is, are we allowed to double wear an outfit? And if
hell
we can,
yes. If I don't hey,
what's
hey,
the,
what
the time? What's the timeline on like you, when you can
something.
Pop it back out?
It's all about you. Got to put this shit on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Baby, say the best.
You got to put that shit on. And like I told my boy, my boy say this was bro say in the hotel. Check it out. My boy come upstairs to my room. He say, I say, man, I'm finna put a scarf and a vest on. He say, bro, just wear a white tee with your jewelry. I say, every nigga do that. He say, well, it's too hot for that. Mm-hmm. Bro, you got to do what you got to do for that shit. When you got that shit on, you got to do
you
what you got
to
do.
But you chose to do that.
I chose to do it, but not only did I choose to do it, man, if you look good in that outfit.
You look good.
You look good in that outfit. You don't have to wear it. You can wear the shit 3-4 times. I ain't going
to
lie, brother.
But you about to put
I would thug Atlanta out in this outfit.
You finna be burning the fuck up because it's hot out there.
No, it's hot, but I'm finna be in the AC. You know what I'm saying? So. It
definitely got to
got to see it.
Though. So how long do you have to where you can bust it out again?
Oh, I can't be wearing it like every. Yeah, I can't be wearing
too much.
2 months too long.
Yeah, 2 months.
You
is
could
too
do.
Long.
You know,
you
I feel like
switch
everybody.
It up.
And then I'm
up.
Taking snaps. Everybody does.
What if they never
I don't
see
give a fuck.
No, yeah, that's how you no. Hey, no. Let me say this.
Because if I'm a wear it, I pay my money for this shit.
Right. The worst, like the worst shit is though, like if this shit happened in high school, the worst shit is you post a picture of the motherfucker like, damn, them his favorite pants, right?
Yeah.
No, but you know some people got favorites.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that's
that.
That's his
too.
Favorite shirt.
No, it wasn't like no design. You know how like one person got that one design.
No, I know
because
I seen
it. Every club,
you put the outfit on with the same shirt.
And look, you might have your favorite.
You know, you got your people like that. It wasn't. It wasn't a situation like that. It was really just a nice outfit.
I be feeling bad when I wear this shit too much, but I be like, shit, this my shit.
Oh, bro, you
I'm wearing this motherfucker everywhere.
Yeah. You might have your favorite.
I would have twitched off and walking like I
be going to industry events in the same two shirts. Yeah,
I
this my shit,
nothing,
nigga.
But he said it.
That's how I'm like,
are
you trying to call me out?
No, I
remember. What was he wearing?
He's
different shit.
He's
so we ain't worried about him. He
ain't
in category.
I know it is. He rich.
Yeah.
I know
what
it is.
But hold on.
That's just
y'all correlate to money too much, dog. It just because you ain't got
no, he got that type of money. You got it.
It don't matter. What do you mean? This shit gotta be in you.
But the ass fat though.
No, nah, if the ass fat, niggas not saying shit. She ain't got no ass though. So
you ain't gotta wear designer clothes to be fresh.
No,
facts, because these niggas be wearing designer and be like, hey,
they,
man, that be looking
they
like
they think that's
bullshit.
Clean. That's not clean to me just because you...
You in them fat-ass arthropedic shoes.
But then when you see them wearing all the designers on one fit.
It's some niggas that can wear a cool Adidas outfit and look harder than... You know what I'm saying?
You bring notes back up. You bring notes back. No, yeah. Bring notes back up.
It's about who you is. It's about who you is. Yeah, your swag. Yeah.
My brother having a designer ball for his birthday on the 28th, AJ. Yep.
How old is he?
Don't give me the line. Probably like 28.
Okay, but
he young.
What's your next talk?
Happy birthday, gang.
All right. So
a lot of Leo Virgos in the building.
I seen a video on Instagram that was reposted by every fucking nigga that I know, and the video was of a woman saying,
"Yo,
how men need to be uplifted." Just like women.
What a queen.
Women need to ask these men, oh, how was your day? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Do you need anything? And a lot of men don't get that from women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
And every nigga that I know kept fucking posting that shit to the point to where it pissed me off. Because I'm like, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
What is that gonna keep your ass at home and not cheat?
Right.
Yeah. Hell no, it's not. Because there's women who I feel it, men, you do deserve to be uplifted. You do deserve for a woman to speak good on you and life on you and build you up. I get that. Like, how was your day? Check and make sure you're straight. Yes, a woman is supposed to do that. But a man is also supposed to not cheat. Fuck you talking about. If a woman can be submissive, a man can be submissive.
Can y'all
both be submissive?
You say that. Alright, so you said that. Cool, that's perfectly fine that you said it. But, alright, so I got this other bitch that probably most times.
Hey, goddamn,
you said bitch on his head.
Because you my girl, you not my bitch. I got this other bitch that probably is bad as fuck or whatever. She doing all that.
Rude.
But I come home to you and you nagging and you doing all this
extra
shit.
Do she know
you on this bush? But I'm telling you though.
Wait,
do she know that she's just your bitch?
Hmm?
Do she know that?
Yeah, I done told. If I'm going through years with you and I just found this bitch, whatever, door, whatever.
So the girl knows she's the bitch.
She
know. I mean, if they
are you, I need to ask you.
No. He's saying that the side girl,
the side
bitch, knows
side
that
bitch.
She's the side.
Right,
the side
and you said the one at home was. You said
and she
your
nagging.
Girl at home
I'm arguing
did
with you every day.
I don't think that's what the girl was trying to say though, my boy.
That is what she was just saying.
Nah, the girl.
No, I'm asking a question like, how the hell am I supposed to? How the hell am I supposed to sit through?
You communicated that with her.
Yeah, I'm sitting here every time we argue.
Who
I'm
you
telling
arguing
you
with?
Fam, no.
I'm not arguing with nobody. I'm just saying though.
But fam. Do you feel like you're at a point where you want to leave?
No,
niggas not leaving. They too jealous. Niggas not leaving that girl
this is what I'm trying to explain to you, my boy. You just gotta explain your stance of how you want shit to go. If it don't go, you deal. You ain't gotta put up with nothing.
I understand that.
What you putting up with so far?
I understand that, but I'm saying I'm speaking on everybody, bro.
Who you arguing with? You arguing with your girl or you arguing with this girl?
No, I'm saying you arguing with your girl.
What he said?
Well, you shouldn't be cheating.
What the fuck?
No, you shouldn't be cheating, bro.
Wait a minute. You arguing with a girl that's not your girl?
Wait. No.
Hold on.
I'm arguing
listen.
With you.
Cheating too much.
Hush. Listen.
He cheating.
I think this is what you're saying. You're saying that you have your girlfriend and she's nagging you every fucking day, just nagging. So now, as a nigga, he like, man, fuck that, bro.
You
find this shorty over here,
man,
shorty talking good to me, giving me, she let me hear whatever I want to hear.
Hello, what you say? What you say?
Bitch gonna do what she want to do just when she want to do.
What you mean by that?
Like a man gonna do what she want to do when she want
to
do it.
No, the woman gonna wait till the man do it first. Then she gonna do what she want to do.
Real shit, bro. Human beings in this.
If we're arguing so much, we obviously need to talk it out and figure out why are we arguing so much?
Because talking ends up in being arguments because people don't know
how to... Y'all explain to y'all situation. And that's what we would have to get to the music. I ain't gonna lie.
That's what we have to work on.
These just real situations.
No, but at the same time, bro, you just gotta communicate. That ain't playing you a boss.
People just don't know how to communicate.
Are you gonna do that with your homeboy?
Niggas gonna communicate. I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying, period, bro. I'm just putting that's a scenario.
Okay, good. Yeah.
That's a scenario. They ain't talking about me.
No, yeah. I know what you're just giving, like, a scenario, but.
No. And you say you changed. You say
I have changed because.
So what did you change from?
Okay. No, listen. That's not what I'm talking about.
They say women nag when men are handling their business. Is that true?
That's not true.
That's not true. That's bullshit too.
Because you're going to be handling your business.
That's a lie.
Lies by time.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true too. But if y'all had an understanding, y'all had an understanding.
Yeah, no.
If I got the understanding with my nigga, I ain't going to say it.
Y'all need some straightening.
Are you air for flaming hot or some shit?
Yeah.
Nigga, did you read the bag? God.
But no, what I was saying was I changed something because they told me that I don't need these.
Let she explain it.
I'm saying, like, in the past, I changed my ways because I was being really toxic. And one night he said something to me while we were in bed. We were just sitting there lying down. And he, like, looked at me. He's like, listen, you are so selfish. He's like, when I'm working, you're always on my back yelling at me for other shit. You're wanting me to spend time with you.
He from Australia? So this is a worldwide problem.
No.
Women around the world ain't shit. Oh, it's an international problem.
You gonna be from Australia?
Australian women ain't shit.
Man, everybody ain't shit.
You watch it. Them finding
Nemo
ass
women. The niggas made the women not shit. So,
but anyway.
So y'all are basically saying that women ain't shit.
None of us ain't shit.
Niggas ain't shit.
Both men and women, vice versa, can change.
Brother, live your life.
Say what you have to say. I want to get to my next question.
Please live your life.
Live your life.
You? Oh, you done?
Oh, me? No, yeah, I was just saying.
She said she changed.
You both, vice versa. If you both are working on things together, you show him you're working yourself, he's working himself, you guys communicate and come to a point, then you both can change for each other. Like, I've done it before and it's worked.
Shout out to Australia.
It's rare to find two people that's really trying to build.
What's up, mate?
I mean, I want somebody to deal with. It just got to be who I want to deal with.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't just picking on anybody.
Yeah.
Everybody out here choosing. That's the problem. Everybody out here choosing. They ain't really looking to settle down. They just looking to fuck on some and move around. You know what I'm saying? Have fun, live life. That's what niggas is on. Like, ain't nobody trying to be on none of that.
You not trying to be on no faithful shit. You out here in these streets.
Faithful shit. Who am I being faithful to?
A nigga that you would choose to be faithful to. Somebody shit.
I'm saying like
somebody on your roster. Somebody on your roster.
I dead ass ain't got nobody on my roster.
Do you have a roster?
But even if she does, she's single.
I'm going through tryouts right now, so I don't have a roster.
Probation period.
I'm
dead ass serious.
Because I'm telling you,
like,
I cut a nigga off.
I will date you, and then I decide if I'm going to put you on my roster or not, because do you deserve to be on this roster, sir? No. Fuck
well,
you talking
shit,
about.
Preseason
keep
is
fucking
got
trying.
Going on right now, so you got
well,
a couple more.
Well, my question for folk, because we got to hop into my dog, Izzo McFly Music. Is y'all hopping on these crates?
Who the fuck is putting these crates in the hood?
I'm not going on the crates. I'm telling y'all, somebody really gonna get hurt though.
Niggas gonna fire, crack their head.
Niggas have already started kicking.
Hold on, pause. What?
Somebody hurt they ankle. That shit was flipping.
Oh, I did see that. I seen that. I saw that video. The nigga was sitting down playing with it.
I thought you said they died.
No.
Did y'all see?
No, because they kicking it because if you touch it, you can't touch it. If you can't put your hands on it, right. That's why they kicking it. They tell you that before you get
on
there.
But that's not a reason to kick nobody. That shit is
dangerous. The niggas is at the top. They are 7 feet in the air.
Yes, that's dangerous as fuck. If they goddamn crack their neck or anything.
On some real shit, these niggas goofy as fucking.
Somebody waited till the top. They don't know how to fall. That's really some jackass shit. Somebody waited till the top. You already upright like this.
Why the fuck are you going forward? That shit don't make sense to me, bro.
But you don't know how the hell you going to fall over these goddamn square.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Nigga, you know how goddamn if the shit tilt this way and you get goddamn going this way, I'm finna goddamn jump.
But you ain't doing
that. You know
what? Let's
see
you do it.
Nigga ain't doing that shit.
Man, that shit
all figured it out. He
ladies,
like,
hold on. Ladies.
I want to see you climb up and down.
Somebody
waited till his op was doing the crate challenge, and while he was on the top, he got
shot. Where you see that at?
I got it on Twitter. Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yes.
Shreveport.
Oh, I did. I saw the video. I saw the video. Hold on. Wait.
Him and my gun, nigga. What you mean? I'm running.
Y'all see that shit? That nigga Snoop Dogg said, I want to know the nigga who started this shit. I want to know the nigga who started this shit. Goddamn. Like, how can you not accomplish this shit?
One more question. So, like, if you, what would you rather have? You talking to a dude, shit going cool. This nigga got there. You want him to give you a ring or pay off all your debt?
I ain't got no goddamn debt. So give me the ring.
You debt free?
Yeah.
You're rare.
Shit, I got 3 homegirls who's debt free.
Nigga, what the fuck they got to do with
pretty
you?
Pretty good.
I'm just saying, you said it's rare, so I'm saying it's 3. I got 3 homegirls who did it.
Your homegirls rich. So what? The answer the fucking question.
I want the ring so I can stay in this country.
Oh, girl, I'm married. Come on.
Oh, so she got some more shit going on.
She got the game of the century.
No, she
got a time limit.
We're going to censor that out, okay?
No, the fuck we not. What are you?
Oh, shit.
You going to fuck up her whole shit.
Why the? She just. Shut the fuck up.
I'm only playing, though, but no. I'm really feeling him, I'm gonna choose the ring because I'm feeling him. Like, what? Of course I want him.
But you don't need the ring to prove that.
No, you don't.
If I had to choose the ring and him to pay off my debt, I'm gonna tell him to pay. I'm gonna ask him to pay my debt off. We'll work on that ring.
What relationship are you? Like, are you just starting out or you?
Nigga, he love you enough to commit to you.
He's giving you a ring, so obviously
I'm gonna choose the ring.
I choose the ring too.
If it was,
she got no debt. She.
I'm saying, what if you had a lot of debt, like $500,000?
Now, who the hell finna get, well, it's people get that stuff in debt, but I chose to clean mine up.
Shout out to her. We're not at the time.
Get your credit right, man. Okay, get your credit facts. Right.
But, shit. Let's go to the Big Homie's Kitchen where we talk about this new shit niggas is cooking up. We got Enzo McFly in the building. Big okay. Houston.
What's poppin', okay.
What's up, man?
Cash on delivery in the building.
So what project are we coming off of? What are we working on right now?
Right now, I'm pushing my single. It's called Blue Faces. You know what I'm saying? So we pushing.
And Blue Faces, that's like about Smurfs?
No, hell no. Blueface, you thinking about the wrong type of blue faces.
Wrong blue faces. You talking about the huncho.
We talking about the money. We talking about the love.
Shut the fuck up, JoJo. Why would you say that?
We talking about the story. You know what I'm saying? We talking about all of that.
Okay. So where can they find your music online right now? Apple Music, Spotify?
You get Blue Faces right now. It's out now on all platforms. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you get it everywhere. Okay. Follow me everywhere at Enzo McFly, E-N-Z-O-M-C-F-L-Y.
And you're rather young. You say you're like 21,
22,
23? 22. So what inspired you? Because you came up in a different era of Houston rap. I feel like 22, you probably was like...
Nah, I came up, I ain't going to lie. Shout out to Jay Prince, you know, shout out to everybody.
Shout out to Big Homie Jay Prince, niggas.
SUC, yeah. You know, shout out to SUC, shout out to everybody that came from my city, Houston. You know what I mean? And
you fuck with 1501 too?
Yeah, Texas. Actually, I was signed to 1501, and I don't fuck with 1501 like that.
Sheesh.
I was signed to 1501 at the earliest stages of my
career. What caused the fallout?
I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes you see two different visions, you know what I mean? Everybody don't have the same vision. Mm-hmm. So, I can't, and I mean, look at him, I'm clearly a boss, you know what I'm saying?
Shit didn't stop you.
Yeah, that don't hinder me. I work well with partners. I don't work well with dictatorship, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I'm doing my own thing. I got my own label, Cash on Delivery. Come sign with us, get a bag, you know what I'm saying?
She finna rap. Yeah, JoJo, you signing the light skinned woman?
Cute.
Huh?
You signing the light skinned woman?
I'm signing with her.
That's his purse? That's your bag?
This ain't no purse, honey.
It's a purse. You handle that motherfucker like a purse. What is a bag? A purse is not. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it.
Do you want to sponsor Big Homie's house?
This a money bag.
You want to sponsor the Big
Louis, this the Louis NBA collection money bag.
Do you want to sponsor Big Homie's house?
What's Big Homie's house? What is
this? We're a podcast collaborator.
Hell yeah, I love to sponsor Big Homie's house.
Hey man, you gotta talk to the.
Let's set up. We
the rep.
We gonna tie the JoJo. I'm about business. You know what I'm saying? But I need Big Homie's house to keep in. In rotation to keep spinning my music. Every artist that come through this,
I want
to
hit.
You gotta put them.
We gonna play it. We got it. So what do you tell like the young Houston and other kids that may be coming from the hood? What do you tell them? like to give them some inspiration, give them some game?
Man, actually, you know what I'm saying, on a real tip, on a real note, man, y'all boys got to pray more. You know what I mean? Y'all
That's
boys got to believe in y'all self. Y'all boys can't wait on no nigga because nobody's going to help you. Right. You have to go get that shit yourself. Nobody giving handouts out here. That's why this whole interview, I'm like, it don't make sense to me because nobody giving you nothing. If they giving you something, that means they don't expect nothing in return. Right. Yeah, who the hell do that? Everybody expects something in return, whether it's some goddamn clothes, you at the store paying for your clothes. Like, everything is about return. It's buy, sell, trade. It's the United States of America. You feel me? So you got to go chase that shit, get that shit yourself. And get a bag first, you know what I'm saying? Stop all this. I'm finna change the curve. I'm 22 coming in with my own money, own label, own jewelry, own everything. You know what I'm saying? So y'all gotta get y'all bag up for y'all think of doing anything. If you ain't getting no money, that's a bad representation of you. You know what I'm saying? Handle your business. Take care of your brother.
Big facts, big facts, big facts. So we're gonna put the download link, well, not download, the DSP link for Blue Faces in the description. Go play that shit. Can we fire it up right now? Can we get some? Because also I feel like, Cash, what's going on tomorrow? It's your birthday tomorrow, right?
Happy birthday!
Do we got something for Cash?
Yeah.
We got something for Cash?
Yeah.
It's also Leo and Virgo season. Cash been rocking with us, Lily, since day one. So shout out to Big Homie Cash. Happy birthday, Cash. We got you some cupcakes and shit. Big Homie Cash. She turning 15 tomorrow.
Happy
B-Day, Big Homie Cash. Cash, come around the camera. Cash, come around the camera, Cash. Come around the camera. Yeah. You know, this is that new Enzo McFly. Y'all go get to the download link in the bottom.
Blue Faces out now.
This is Big Homie Cash. We in the building. This is the Big Homie's House, episode 77 in this motherfucker. We appreciate the homies from stopping by. Let's go.
Happy B-Day.
Oh, here you go, money. There's nothing they put in the purse. I mean, in the bra.